Thank you, Jesus. Father, Lord, we have come. Father, we have gathered that your name be magnified. We have gathered that your name be praised. We have gathered that your holy name be worshipped. We have gathered because only you is worthy. Only you is deserving. Only you is worthy. Worthy is your name, O Lord. Worthy is your holy name, Lord. Only you is holy. Only you is perfect. Only you is ancient. Only you is the creator that cannot be created. Lord, we give you glory. We've come, Lord. We've come to drink from you once again. We, your children, we have come to drink from you, Lord, because you are the river that never runs dry. You are the source of all power, the source of all strength, the source of all wisdom, the source of all knowledge, the source of all understanding. Father, you are the source. We've come to drink from you, to tap from you, to thirst of you, Lord. So, Father, we want to submerge into you, Lord. Can we submerge, O Lord, into you? Soak us, Lord. Soak us. Take us in, Lord. Can we absorb your presence until we begin to absorb your presence, Lord? Until Emeka is no more standing. Until the Holy Ghost began to stand. Until the Spirit of the living God began to stand in us. Yeah. We have come to draw from you again. Yeah, yeah. Lord, we have come to draw. Today is gone. Today we need to draw from you again. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Have your wonderful seats. That same song. Lord, we have come to draw from you again.
Yeah.
See, this is going to help you. Please, have your wonderful set. Just set. I want us to see something when we pray. Everybody has a way that they pray. And most of us don't understand that prayer is the journey. Prayer is traveling, moving in the spirit. Whenever you are praying, you are mounting strength in the spirit. You are taking a journey in the spirit. The Lord began to teach me of his presence, and the Lord began to open my understanding into coming into his presence. So I begin to have a covenant hour when I come before the Father to pray. And I find that the moment you begin to come to his presence, he begins to humble you. He begins to let you know that, you see, the scriptures you read, that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, you see, there is a dwelling. It's not by flesh. If you confess it by flesh, you can't manifest the power. Can you open the scripture to the book of Psalm 91 and give me NIV? I want us to look at this scripture because, you see, what I'm about to teach you today is we're going to be talking about purpose and the reason why we came to this earth. But I want you to see something because this is part of the reason why we are here. He said, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. Can you give me King James? Now, pay attention. We're going to work with NIV and King James. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that dwelleth in the secret place. Not the person that visit the secret place, but he that dwelleth. That means a man can visit the secret place and a man can dwell in the secret place. Some of us, we are Christians. The things of this world has not allowed us to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Because of the pressure and the demands of this earth realm, we visit his presence and we leave. Some of us, it's only when we gather together as brethren here that we pray. The next 6 days, we don't have time to pray. We don't understand what to pray because we are engulfed with the activities of the earth realm. And the Bible says that be not conformed by the things of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of our mind. You see, I've been telling you people that I'm not sure that this world will reach the next 100 years. A popular man in the world posted something, said that he's not sure that the earth will reach 12 years. How many of you saw the news? You see, evil is increasing, but the power of God is increasing. I told you people that you don't know. People are waiting for the time the alarm will sound physically. But alarms are being, are being announced or are being, I don't know how to, how will I tell you that it is being, I want to use the right word that will make it very loud in the spirit. It is sounding in the spirit. You are waiting for to hear the first trumpet, but it's already sounding in the spirit. And only those that are active in the spirit, that knows the presence of God, hears it. Angels are ascending and descending. New kinds of angels with different missions are being sent to the earth realm. The move of God. You are waiting for a revival to come in your area. You never can tell that revival has started. Some people are saying, when will the revival come? Revival has begun already. For the fact it's not happening around you does not mean it has not started. You are too small to understand the move of God. You're waiting till they say, oh, this is revival. It's happening here. No, it has started already. And we are still burning with the desire of material things rather than the desire of the things of the Spirit. And the Bible said that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. The Bible is telling us that there is a dimension of God that has a shadow. The Bible is saying that there is a dimension of God that has a shadow. You see, all you know about the shadow is that the moment there is light, your shadow will appear, right? But we don't know the spiritual meaning of shadow. The significance of shadow. For the Bible to tell us that in him, there is no shadow. And now the Bible is still telling us that him, there is a shadow. There is a dimension of him that has a shadow. That he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Anybody that comes, you stay at the back, please. No more distractions. The Bible said that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. That means there is a shadow where you can abide. And today I want to open you up a little to how to assess that dimension of God. Some people think you have to pray 3 hours to ascend into that place. Some people think you need to pray 7 hours. Some people think you need to pray 100 hours for you to enter into his presence. My brother, even 20 minutes can bring you to that presence. It's all about knowing how. You see, every door has a key. The reason why it takes time is when you don't know the key. But when you find the right key, what seems so hard will seem so easy to you, or will become so easy to you. Sometimes we come before the presence of God. You see, his presence is so tangible. It's so tangible. It's so precious to him. You see, God is jealous of his presence that he doesn't allow any kind of person to come into his presence. It's so pure. It's only those that their heart is open that he brings in. He draws them in. I'm telling you this from experience. He brings you into that presence. And when he brings you, it's like he sucks you in. And every part of your body is quickened to enter more. As I'm speaking right now, I'm feeling his presence all over my body. It's so, see, God is jealous of his presence. See that presence is so jealous of it. It's because we no longer know how to sense the presence of God. We no longer feel the glory of God. That is why we can be in a church and they will do that fake smoke. Because we can't bring down the presence of the Father. We have to use artificial means to make it seem real. He's so tangible. When the presence comes, I don't know how to explain, but your heart begins to burn. Even your heart, the rate at which your heart beat begins to beat faster. You can't explain it. You can only see it, and your body and your soul experience it.
You see, that's when I begin to understand that you don't go to find God. He finds you and brings you in. You don't know the way. The Bible said that, for what knoweth the things of a man, if not the spirit of a man? So what knoweth the things of God, if not the spirit of God? The essence of the Holy Ghost that is given to you is to help you to locate the door. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that no one cometh to the Father except through me. You can't enjoy the presence of God if you don't know who the Holy Ghost is.
Kalina makosi prala zisebele no shaka.
I'm praying that the Lord will give you perfect understanding of what I'm saying, so that it won't be strange to you. When was the last time you prayed and you got into a place that you don't want to leave that presence anymore? You want to remain trapped. Business no longer matter. Your phone is ringing, you feel like break it. The environment is conditioned just for you to be in. There is a stage you enter in His presence that, see, there is no fan, the doors are closed, but you begin to feel that cold sensation all over your body. And while your entire body is like getting cold, your inner body is burning up. Because that cold sensation is there to announce it, and the fire burns because He is filled with fire and glory. Hey. God. Alamila kosi prala mile noziga. A lot of people no longer know how to come to His presence. We come and what we know how to do is to make noise. We no longer know how to journey in His presence. Some of us know how to pray to God. We no longer know how to hear from Him. We come and we begin to pray, Lord, open this door. Lord, open this door. I command. On what authority are you commanding? On the authority that because you say you are the righteousness of God, do you know Him? Some of us will finish our, we might be doing something we consider wonderful on this earth. Go to Bible study, pray 3 hours a day, do maybe work in the choir or work in whatever, or work as a cleaner or usher. And when we get to heaven, the Father will say, you didn't fulfill any mission. And you say, but Father, I sang. He said, yes, you did that. That's why you are in heaven. Father, I prayed. Yes, you did that. That's why I blessed you on earth. But we didn't fulfill the purpose why we were sent. The first reason why we are sent is to minister unto the Lord. To minister means to come before Him and ask nothing and just glorify Him because He's God. If I ask you now, you say you came to church because there is a burden. You want God to solve a problem. When have you come to say, Father, what is your need? I want to solve it. It's only when someone becomes a son that he meets the father and says, Father, Daddy, I will pay my sister's school fees. Stop handling the bill. When was the last time you told God that you handle certain situations? God is searching for men who can come in His presence and soak themselves. But God is seeing men who are available but absent. And that is where we miss His presence. You see, I'm not telling you this so that you just hear it and sit down. Because you must practice His presence. You see a monk. Have you seen monks? Some all these Kung Fu monks. You see them, they'll just come and they will kneel down and sit down and they enter a realm. That even when you pierce their skin, no mark, and you take the knife out, the skin heals itself. Where did they enter? So there is a realm that is stronger than the mortal realm. When was the last time we visited? We don't even know the key. We can't access it. We claim supernatural things that we have seen and yet He doesn't know us. Some of us talk about the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost does not know us. We are absent in the Spirit. Some of us call ourselves Christian. In the radar of Christianity, they don't know that we exist. We are church goers, attendees. We came to church just to fulfill the righteousness of coming to church. We don't even need the purpose why the Lord has sent us to this earth realm. Some people will say, man of God, the church is far. Hi, you have not caught burden. Because the day they will give you a business appointment in Lagos, Lagos will not be far. Man of God, I don't have time. It's only what you have value for that you have time for. If you don't have value for God, you can't have time for Him. I've seen people come to the altar of God and say that if you are going for a church program and they call you for a contract of a business of millions, they leave the church and go and collect that money. Arrant nonsense. May judgment come upon such men that say such words. Do you know who God is? One of your first ministrations is unto God. I'm not saying you should be lazy. Work hard. But have priority. Have time for God. One day I was praying in the spirit. I was not shouting. I was just there. I was just in this hour. I began to have the Lord say, "The maker, give me a covenant hour." And I said, "Lord, choose the hour. Choose it." And the Lord gave me an hour. And in between these hours, I come in his presence and I lie down flat. I don't stand. And I am there. I am there speaking, praying. Then all of a sudden, my tongues began to change. I entered to a place that I can't utter words. The only thing I was uttering, I thought there was a demon in my life. I was making sounds like an animal. My God. And I begin to ask myself, "Are you sure, Emeka, you are not possessed? Are you sure there is no demon somewhere?" And the Lord said, "Tarry, hold on there." And the presence was quiet. Then he began to shock me in. My heart began to beat so fast. It was tangible. He said, "Not everyone accesses this realm, Lord. Not everyone comes to this point. When you pray, you need to learn to be quiet and allow him to bring you in. It's like when you knock in someone's door. If you keep knocking like an animal, the door won't be open. The man might want to open the door, but sometimes your knocking becomes nuisance. And he might call the cops on you to arrest you. But when you knock, you wait. While you're waiting, you are calibrated. Burdens. I tell you, if nothing makes you want to pray at night or pray in a day, you are losing something. If there is nothing that triggers the hunger to want to come to God, you are dying, oh. You are dying. Spiritually, you are dying. You just don't know it yet. You are already dying in the spirit. One day I came to a place, there was no burden. Nothing is making me to want to know God more. Hey, I went before God. I said, "Father, I'm dying. There is no burden anymore." He said, "Emeka, it's because you now do your will, no longer my will." I said, "I want burden for souls." I told you, I said, "Father, may I not sleep until there is a soul I pray for." You see, God will not compel you to pray for souls until you ask of it. God respects himself and he respects your decisions. He will never force himself on you. You are the one to beg him and say, "Father, consume me. Consume me. Consume me. Burn me. Burn me." You are the one to ask. And he will be the one to answer and give you burdens. What do you need 8 hours sleep for? What do you need it for? I don't think any successful man sleeps 8 hours. Even Jesus at night will sneak out. And the Bible said that he will pray all night. Jesus. And in the day you see him performing miracles. At night he goes and hides himself. When was the last time you went for a prayer mountain? I'm not saying this is a must to go. Your house can be your mountain.
Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will. Elohim Adonai, Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Elohim Adonai, Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
You see, many of us are so busy with the activities of this world. The day the activities of this world will be wiped out, you'll find out that you have nothing for eternity. You find out that you are empty human being walking around. When we were growing up, a man should not be seen with a lady if she's not married to you. That was when we had mango trees. Mango trees had significant meaning. When you hear stone at the roof of your house, it has a meaning. You know what I'm saying? When you hear psst, 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 we know what is happening. We know someone that we know is calling us. And when a man and a woman that had something, maybe they like each other, is walking, they don't walk together. One will be in front, one will be back. And there will be a communication that you don't even know. But now, a boy will come to the house and the mother will be telling the girl, prepare, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. He's waiting. You shouldn't keep a man waiting. And the child is 18 years. I remember back then, when a woman put something short, our mothers will bring out their wrapper and cover the women. But now if you try, the young lady will slap you and sue you to court. Technology came to advance us, but it came and ruined us. It's not technology that is bad, it's the use of it. What stopped you from praying that long hour? Because that phone, a message came to that phone. And because of that message, you cut short the presence that you have with the Father. Let me tell you, His presence is so tangible. If you have assessed His presence, you find that if something distracts you from His presence, it will take you time to connect back. Very tangible. He doesn't joke with it. Because in His presence, you will know Him. You will know Him. There's a song they say, just the way you are, Lord, I wanna know you better than I know you, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to know your ways, to know your truth. Praise the Lord Jesus. Tell your neighbor there is a purpose for everyone on earth. And one of these purposes is to minister unto the Lord. This purpose is when you come before the Father to minister to Him. You see, nowadays, when we preach, you lose member when you preach the truth. Because when you preach, people don't longer want to hear it. But when those people are attacked by demons, they know the original people to meet. Some people will come, they will be dodging camera. They say, I don't want my pastor to see that I came to the church. Is that Christianity? Is that not bondage? Sometimes we preach, we don't have fire again to hold members. We have to call comedians to crack jokes to hold members in church. Because we no longer have the capacity to hold member. And Jesus held people, over 5,000 people, for 3 days without food. Why? His message was there. Now, we no longer have fire. If a church does not have AC, people can't worship anymore. If your church does not have flower and have decoration, people can't feel the presence. Because we don't know how to come to His presence, so we manufacture the presence. Lord, I wanna know you better than I know you. Teach me, Lord, to know your ways, to know your truth. You see, a man can be wealthy, have fear of God, and yet not be living in the purpose of God. A man can have money, business going very well, he's a Christian, he doesn't sin, but yet he's not in the will of God. There are what they call the good will of God, the permissive will of God, and the perfect will of God. If you must fulfill your mission on this earth, you must be in the perfect will of God. There are phases in this mission. Kenny Hagin, my mentor, my sweetheart. Kenny Hagin said something. Said something important. He said that he was pastoring a church for about 12 to 13 years. And one day he came before the Lord. He said everything was fine. Everything was working so well. He said the money he was making was good for him and his family. They had a better compound that can accommodate the children. The children were going to school and they were happy. And miracles were flowing. People were healing. But something in him was missing. He said he couldn't find peace. And he went to Father and said, Lord, why can't I find peace? The Lord said, you are not under my purpose. My perfect purpose is not what you're doing. He said, for 13 years, I've been a pastor. He said, I didn't call you to be a pastor. So Kenny Hagin didn't ask, what have you called me? He said, okay, well, during the time of 1950 something, it's either you're a pastor or you're an evangelist. Evangelists are people that they believe to bring forth revival. So he went into the office of an evangelist. He said, since the Lord said, he didn't ask the Lord, what have you called me to do? Because according to the word system, it's either you're a pastor or you're an evangelist. So he went into the evangelical work and did it for 3 years. He said, Father, what is happening? What is happening? He said, he became frustrated like never before. And he went back. You see, the Lord will not just come and show you what you ought to be. You will come and ask, why was I sent? You must ask questions in the spirit. And the Lord told him, I have called you as a teacher and a prophet. He said, but nobody listens to people teach. Nobody wants to hear men that teach. Everybody wants power to flow. He said, teach. And one day he just came and was done teaching. He said, if I call altar call, nobody will come. Because these people, look at how they are looking like. They don't know what I'm saying. And he called altar call, and five families came. Family, I didn't say one person, five families. A man and his wife and children came, five, and gave their life to Christ. You can be doing business. You can be doing a particular business. It might be a wood business, and it will be so successful, and yet you're a Christian. But if you ask God, he will say, this is not where I have called you to be. There is a place. Am I telling you to quit your job? No. I'm telling you that we must find where God has assigned us to be. Some of you here looking at me now, the Lord has called you as prayer warriors in the body. Some of you here, the Lord has called you as intercessors. Your job is to stand every morning and begin to speak over Anambra State. But you don't know. You've never asked. We no longer ask questions in the spirit. We want it shortcut. Man of God, what is God saying? There are some things that a man of God cannot reveal to you that only God can reveal it to you. Men of God are sent as people that can confirm what God has revealed to you. Most times our duty as prophet is to tell you, I saw this and saw that. You say, yes, yes, the Lord is telling me. We are helping you to confirm what the Lord has said to you. Don't make men of God God. It's good to listen to them, but don't make them a God. A lady was chatting me up. She said, man of God, everywhere, marriage, I will show you mommy. Marriage. Man of God, it's late, delay, can't marry. Huh? I asked, I said, madam, how old are you? She said, I'm 24, it's late. I said, you are 24. And you are having delay in marriage. Then people that are 35 are late in marriage, no longer delay, they are late in marriage. She said, just pray, make I marry, just pray, make I marry. If you rush in, you will rush out. And the point is that when you rush out, it is men of God, you come and be disturbing. There are some people that the Lord has assigned that their purpose on earth will be fulfilled at the age of 30. Jesus manifested. We saw him manifest when he was 12. Then he disappeared again. We didn't see him again. We knew that while in his house, there are some miracles he was doing that we didn't know. Because the Quran got some part of that. The next time we saw him manifest at the age of 30, he came out and announced himself. And for 3.5 years, he finished his ministry. 3.5 years, he finished his ministry. But now we no longer want to know our purpose. Jesus was studying the word to find himself. He said, today has this word been fulfilled in your presence. How God. That Isaiah 61, open it for me. Jesus was reading the book of Isaiah 61. And he told the people that today this scripture is fulfilled in your presence. The spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Give me NLT, just NLT throughout, to make it easier for some persons to understand. Jesus. This one is caught in my throat. Praise the Lord Jesus. Please open scriptures. Can someone read for me, please? Just read for me.
The spirit of the sovereign Lord.
He said, the spirit of the sovereign Lord.
Is upon me. For the Lord has anointed
me. For the Lord, this is Jesus reading this. This is Isaiah saying this about Jesus. And when Jesus Christ came in the book of Matthew, he was reading it. He said, the Spirit of the living God is upon me. Huh? For the Lord has anointed me.
To bring good news to the poor.
To bring good news. Are you seeing the purpose why Jesus was sent? He was anointed for one purpose. One, to bring good news.
He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted.
To comfort the brokenhearted. That is why you saw the message of salvation.
And to proclaim the captive to be released.
That is when you see the power of casting out of demons. That the captive will be set free. The devil said that you are dying today. Jesus came to say that you will have life. Because he said, for the thief cometh to kill, to destroy, to steal. But I come that that which you have, you will have it in abundance. That is the mission of Jesus. Keep reading, man.
And prisoners will be freed.
And that the prisoners will be freed. What is your mission? Why are you here? Think you are here to make money and drive beautiful cars? Think you are here to get married and have many children? You think that is the purpose why you were sent? You think that is the purpose? If that is how you limited your understanding, see, it's in your purpose that you find fulfillment. A man can live in one room apartment and have peace, and another will live in duplex and have no peace. It's in fulfilling the purpose of God that you have peace. Happiness can be given by wealth. Peace cannot be given by wealth. You can have wealth and not have peace. Money gives you happiness, but peace is given by divinity. Until a man is in unity with his God, he can't have peace. My job is to equip you, to impart you, to speak into your life, to show you the ways. Your job is to tell the world that Christ exists. Anytime you hear the word of God and it does not make you think of your life and make you to counterbalance your life, my brother, you are joking. You are joking. I know what you would have loved me to be preaching would be, oh God, the doors of finances is open. The Lord will make you billionaires. I'm sorry, there is time for that. But now we need to find Him. Let me shock you what we don't know. If there is a move of God that is about to come, and there is no man to trap the move of God, that move will pass. We might take another 5 years to find it again. Oh yes. 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 You see what happened? The Israelites were supposed to spend 400 years, right? Nobody was there to trap the move. And God kept quiet for 430 years. It was not God. He said it. Someone will fulfill it. If it is not for Daniel, they would have suffered even more than they are supposed to stay. It was Daniel that found out and said, God, we are not meant to be here. And the Lord said, there was no one that was standing to tell me. There was no priest that I can speak to. Your family will keep suffering until there is a priest that will wake up and raise hand and say, I'm here to stand. But if you will stand, be ready to take the sword. Because people will stab you front and back. You will bleed like an animal to be slaughtered. But you will stand. Elohim Adonai. Ah, Elohim Adonai. Ah, Elohim. Fulfilling that purpose is our responsibility. It's our responsibility. Now listen. I told you, you can be running a very successful business. You are a Christian, you go to church, you worship God, fine. You are okay with your life. But you might be shocked that you are not fulfilling the purpose and the plan of God. You see, there is a plan of God, and there is a purpose for God, of God, and there is a season for everything. You must find these things. Is this too hard? Is what I'm teaching so hard? Should I? If one, we can stop here and just expand more on this. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm sorry. I might be breaking some people's heart. I'm sorry. Seems to be doing this a lot. The Bible made us why studying the scripture? There are many will. There are many people can say there are perfect will, good will, permissive will, and many more. But I know about three. And one of the wills of the Father, we can see it in the book of Romans. Romans 12, please. We'll go from verse 1 to verse 2. Give me King James.
than when I request to give me NLT. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, a living sacrifice, a living sacrifice. Can I borrow you, sir? A living sacrifice, a living sacrifice, a living sacrifice. Let me use your Bira's knife, just cover it. A living sacrifice. Normally, this brother should be lying down as someone that is about to die. Then I will raise the sword. This is my sword. Now, the Bible said living. That means not a dead sacrifice. That means he has to be alive, but he has to be dead. So I will stab him in his heart. Once I stab this young man in his heart, he will feel pain. Pain, pain. The brain will send all the forces, all the enzymes, all the white blood cell to come to this particular place to seal it from bleeding. And when you are sacrificing an animal in the Old Testament, you tear the belly. So God is saying, present yourself. The belly will be opened. Then the intestine will be removed out. And then your heart will pump, 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 pump and die. And your eyes is open, but you are dead. And you will be at a place because you are crucified. Do you know who is sacrificing you? The Lord Jesus. He is the high priest, the chief priest. But in this situation, you are dead but alive. So which means that if I push him, he can't react to it. So if people mock you and it still affects you, you are not dead. Man of God, they are mocking me. They said I'm 35 years old, I'm not married. You can't manipulate God. Man of God, do something. There's nothing the man of God will do. When Hannah was being mocked, Hannah never replied to any of the mockers. Kept quiet. She came before God. She wept before God. They mocked her. She came before God and said, Lord, let's make deal. I've seen that there is no prophet in this land. And there is no one that is worthy to replace Eli. Now, if you give me a son, I'll return him back to you. Now, what we do is that we come to church and we donate children. We take them back home again. The children grew and became to smoke Igbo. They don't know the ways of God. Because even parents don't know the ways of God. How can you teach someone what you don't know? Our responsibility of raising children no longer ours. We give nannies to raise our children because we are so busy with the things of this world. And we come back and we'll flog nanny. A child of 7 years, you are taking the child to take care of a child of 3 years. And you come and you are flogging the child. Don't you know that this water is hot? Are you mad? She's seven. She needs to play. She needs to grow. She needs to still be fed milk. Telling her to take care of a child. Oh, boy, I'm junior hot. May God, no. Let me just... And this brother is dead. And the Lord said that in the spirit, pronounce yourself dead. Look at it. Give me NLT. Let them see it more. My God. This young man, I don't know. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies, give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living. You are alive, but you are dead, and you must remain holy. Now, some people say we have inherited holiness, so even when we sin, it does not work. Arrant nonsense. The Bible said, that's my prayer alarm, please off it. He said, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be living and holy sacrifice. The kind he will find acceptable. That means there is a kind he will not accept. So you can offer yourself as a sacrifice before God and you'll be a rejected sacrifice. Power will flow. Anointing will move, but you're a rejected sacrifice. The kind. He said, the kind he will find acceptable. The Lord said, I want sacrifice. And Cain and Abel came and sacrificed. But there was a kind God did not like. There was a kind he wanted.
And he told Cain, he said, if you do what is right, wouldn't your sacrifice be accepted? So Cain knew what to do. Every one of us here knew what we can do. Know what we can do to be in good relationship with God. We choose not to do it. Nobody will say he doesn't know what to do to serve God better. It's excuses we give to ourselves. Thank you, brother. God bless you. It's the excuses we give to ourselves. By November now, we'll see the evidence of what happened yesterday. I don't know whether if you get the point or you don't get it. My brother, thou shalt not convert. God bless you. Oh, some people are still catching what I said. Those are people's daughter. Those are people's children. Where, what happened to the holiness? Nowadays, if you are in school and you are living a holy life, they say you're a Jew man. My brother, may I be a Jew man and make heaven. May you be a wise man and enter hell. My God, on that day, I will see you in hell. I will be in heaven eating popcorn and throwing it up. God knows I will throw popcorn to you. Before it gets to you, I will make it disappear. When you open your mouth to drink it, it will disappear. Sometimes I will collect whip from God. I say, let me go to hell and flog some people. I will search for those I preach that did not hear. So you are here, but I'm not fair. When I was preaching laborings, you are not listening. You know, it's funny as I'm saying it. Until that day, they will see me with Cain. God might not allow us, but we will beg him. Say, God, we pray. So I go. 2 minutes. Just go and collect us. You know, Satan too will be burning in fire too. All his demons will be burning. Just come. And Jeremiah, Michael, you go to Munka. Chisom, and turn also.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
And the Bible said, he said, this kind you will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. How have you been worshiping God? Some people think that he's holy when you come and just raise up your hand. Holy is the Lamb. You raise up your hand by emotion. You see, I was praying one day. Now, the dealing of how God deals with me is not going to be exactly how God would deal with you. Praise the Lord Jesus. I was praying one day. So when I was praying, the Lord said, you are standing. I said, yes, I know. He said, Emeka, you are standing before me. I said, yes. I said, oh, I'm standing. I went on the floor. Lied on the floor. While I began to pray, I didn't know when I started talking in my head. I stuck in my head. Stretched my hands and my legs. I felt like the ground should open so that I would enter, because I found out that I am not worthy to be before his presence. I'm not saying you must do what I'm doing. Can you still give me the scripture, brother? Can you read for me, please?
And so, dear brothers and sisters,
I plead with you
to give your bodies to God
because of all he has done for you.
Let them be a living and holy sacrifice.
Yeah, life, but let everything about your purpose and existence be holy.
The kind he will find acceptable.
The kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Next verse, please. He said, don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world. Don't copy the behavior and the system of this world. The system of this world said that every 14th of February is Valentine. It's a lover's day. You must go and meet your lover. If you're in your house, they will say, it doesn't mean you don't have a girlfriend and a boyfriend. The system of this world permits that when you are in a relationship, you must fornicate. That is the system of this world. Do not be conformed to them. Do not accept their patterns. Because the Bible said that we are ambassadors of Christ. So if you know the will of the Father, these things will be alive to you. You can't know scriptures until you come to his presence. You can't even quote them until you know him. You lamba, no, hold it. Father, why shouldn't I conform to this world? But I am in this world. He said the pattern of this world. He said, do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God, let Him transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and what? Are you seeing the perfect will of God we're talking about? So the first thing to do to know the perfect will of God is first thing to die. He said, if you must follow me, you must first follow what? Deny yourself. Carry your cross and follow me. To deny means to reject yourself. To deny your existence. And Paul said, for it is not I, but Christ in me. If there is anything to pray for, let it be, let Christ's image be formed in my life. How many of us can boldly say that whenever we know today is Tuesday and it's by 4 p.m., we can boldly say that, I was glad when they say that we are going to the house of the Lord. Some of you will be like, but we'll go now. If we don't go, it will look like we are not prayerful, we are not serious. You see, you are here to be equipped. If you can stay in your house and pray long hours while we are ministering, fine. If this thing that we are speaking now, if you can trap yourself in the presence of God and receive it while we are ministering, because you see, every single day there is a thing that the Lord is, there is a word for that day. Every day there is a word for that day. There is a word that can heal you for that day. There is a word that can restore you for that day. Most of you would have heard the testimony of a young man. We are doing a teaching, the doctor, Jesus the doctor. A young man that was in which country again? What name of the country? They used to have all this big snow. So, is it Russia? I don't know. He said he was driving, so his car was stuck in snow. So he came out looking for help. Some cars were stuck there as well. So why these cars were stuck there as well? So he was not asking them what is their plan. They said they have called for this tow truck, this truck that used to tow vehicle. So they have called for them. So he was upset that the message of Jesus the doctor was going on, and he's outside. So when the truck came, he now asked the man, how much will you use to tow for me? Since you have already taken this vehicle out, take mine too. The man said $50. He said $50. So he got upset, went in, tuned to the program, Jesus the doctor. He said the car started and rolled out. Online. Other people's car, we are there. His car started, rolled out. He was stranded, he needed help. But he said, let me go back and listen to what God is saying. The priority he made, God made his surrounding his business. May the Lord come to your rescue when you are in desperate need, in the name of Jesus. He said, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. Praise the Lord Jesus. If God has called you, for example, to be a pastor, all those things that people say, God is calling me, but I don't want to answer. We don't need you. Don't answer. Let me tell you something that happened. I'm happy that someone that can bear witness with what I'm about to say is here. I had a company. I'm trying to tell you one of the ways you can know that there is a purpose. One of the ways you can know that where you are is not where you are supposed to be, is that you won't find peace where you are. Even with all the money, you won't find peace. I was running a media company. I had workers. I was running the media company. My faces were everywhere. Faces was everywhere. Banners, billboards, name it. To the extent that I'm not a club person, but any club I want to go to, I don't need to pay gate fee. One of my workers, she's there. So she knows what I'm saying. If there's anything they are doing in Anambra State, I want to enter. I don't used to go, but if I want to go, I can pay. If I just come in, they'll say, friendite, come in, sir. I don't even need to spend to buy drinks. I can see it. People will just buy and send. There was no peace. There was no peace. We started doing, was it Wednesday? We are doing preaching on Wednesdays. On Wednesdays in my office, everybody must come. No work will preach. I was not a pastor. Hey, you don't understand. I was not a pastor. But the only way I could find joy was that Wednesday preaching. Some of them would just come and be like, ah, this one, hey, this man, they preach every time this Wednesday. There was no joy. The money was there. The fame was there. What more? Your face was on billboards. You had international connections. You were a big boy. But there was no peace. You couldn't find rest. But one thing I love about God, you see, if you are in the wrong place for a while, you see, God will permit you to learn that knowledge of you being in that wrong place. When you find your right place, that knowledge that you learn from the wrong place will help you to succeed in the right place. Do you get it? It was in that place I learned how to do video editing. It was me as, because there was no peace, so you are looking for something that can occupy your heart. It was there I began to learn how to edit video. It was there I began to learn how to present. It was there I began to learn how to take pictures. It was there I was buying cameras because we have TV programs. Our programs were on start time. I was learning this. It was there the Lord began to teach me human management. So all of a sudden, one day, the peace was no longer there. The mind, the stability was no longer there. Then everything began to crash. Then I begin to notice this yearning for kingdom. Yearning for the things of God. Yearning, I begin to ask. Then dreams were given. Visions were given. I went into the hands of so many false prophets because when we are going where there is name. What do we know? We are not put right. We are not taught right. Anywhere they can prophesy is where we want to go. We don't, once the person calls Jesus, we are fine. Because we are taught that a false minister cannot call the name of Jesus. Isn't that what all of us, we are told when we are growing up? Our parents will say, if he calls Jesus, he's of the Lord. So the moment, our only way of discerning someone is with the, if they can't, if they don't say Jesus, say, that time if someone says Jesus, we say, yeah, he's false. But if you call Jesus Christ, we accept you. What am I trying to tell you? Void. You can have the whole money in this world, and if there is no peace in your heart, it's because you are not in line with the will of the Father. And somehow you will know there is more. Somehow you will know that there is more. There is more from you. There is more that is needed from you. How many of you sometimes, I was speaking to a lady in my office yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday, Monday, yes. She came, she's an evangelist. She said, man, she doesn't know what is wrong with her. That all of a sudden her heart will begin to burn. She will pray, she will lose words, and she will start crying. I was just about leaving my office and she came. I said, well, she said she wants to see me. I said, what happened? She used to work in my company before. So she told me, see what happened. I said, sit down, see. What you are going through is the presence. The Lord is calling you. He's calling you. There are times you come before God, you can't pray. Only shout will come out from your mouth. Your mouth does not have the energy to release the word. That is when you say, Holy Ghost, take over. And you must start hearing. You can't express words. That is groaning. You see, when you are groaning, you will know you are groaning, but you can't stop groaning. And you will... You don't want it to stop. You want it to keep going. You like it, but it is stressing your body. Sometimes your belly begins to ache because it is in you shall flow rivers of living waters. You see, that moment you have donated your body to the Holy Ghost. He is the one now praying through you. Then while you are praying, remember to ask him, Lord, what must I do? A wise man said, Lord, what must I do to be saved? If you don't ask what must you do, the Lord will keep quiet. Some of us are enjoying the goodwill of God. Do you know that God is interested in the kind of car you drive? Hello? I'm not saying you should drive a poor man car. God is interested in the kind of car you drive. You can come to a car park. Beautiful cars, maybe 10 million. Lord, which one? You say, pick this color. We've not known this. What we do is that we go out there, we get a land, we start a business, then we ask God to bless the business. Before you start asking which one and where. If he says, whatever your eye sees, I will give you, it's a different thing. When the Lord says, I will bless you in the land that I have given you, it means there is a land that he will give you. If the Lord said, I will bless the works of your hand, it means that any land you find yourself, as long as you are doing a work, God will bless it. You must know what the Spirit is saying. You are seeing it now. I will bless you in the land that I have given you, not the one that you gave to yourself. Man of God, I want to go to Abuja to try my luck. We don't walk that way. You must stay, pray. If it takes 1 week, pray, find the place. The Lord might send you to a place called Kogi. You will hate the place, but when you go there, the land will obey you. We must learn to ask God, why are we here? There's not, I don't want you to pray for anything. No. Your prayer will be, Lord, why am I sent? Why are you the first child of your family? Why are you the second child of your family? Why are you the third? Why are you the fourth? Why fifth? Why did I come seventh? Why? Father, why? There's nothing like born by mistake. Lord, I was born out of wedlock. There is a purpose for me. My mother tried to abort me, but no, I could. I was destined not to be aborted. Lord, why? I was born an SS, Lord, but why? There is a purpose. There is a purpose. My family has no light, Lord. Why is my family not having light? If you don't have burdens, you can't serve God. If your burden is quenching, go and meet him and say, Father, give me burdens. Father, give me burdens. You remember back then in school, we have people always ask for extra sheets. And you get upset. Go and meet God and say, Lord, extra sheets. Let others get offended asking for extra sheets. Lord, I want more. I want more. I want more. I want more. Let me tell you one thing when you find God. If your hands touch him, if your hands touch him, if your hands touch him, if your hands touch him and he holds you, if he holds you, no weapon formed against you will become real to you. If he holds you, when you hold my hands, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hands, everything becomes possible. Let me show you something. Can I borrow you, please? Borrow, let me borrow you. Can I borrow you too? Please, just stand here. Like Agada Bachoros, just stand here. Stand there. Don't face this way. Then you, stay this way too. Okay, you should come front a bit. Thank you. Now I want you to be tough. Come here. If I'm not here, if God is not with you, you can't pass. Pass. They will hold you. Even while you are standing and looking at them, you are scared. I mean, look at this guy, Moses. This guy pushes weight. Look at this guy's mud. This guy doesn't look like he's smiling. This guy looks like a kidnapper. Just not real, just in this story. And this guy might look tough in the eye, but boy, look at this guy, wicked face. He will stand. He will want to pass, but he can't pass. But if this young man turn around, when you hold my hands, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hands, everything becomes possible. Now, the challenges will make way. The Lord will not fight it. He is supreme. He is the Father of all spirits. He is the God of all spirits. He is the Creator of all spirits. If He stands, Spirit listens. He doesn't need to speak. The quietness of God is God speaking loud in the Spirit. In the realm of the Spirit, you don't shout. The presence matters. Anytime there is war in the Spirit and Angel Michael comes, the demons will disappear. He doesn't engage in warfare. He can only fight his fellow principalities, not when demons are there. That is why when you say, Jesus, no matter the situation, it will disappear. You don't know what happened when you call the name Jesus. When you call the name Jesus, this is what is happening in heaven. This is angel destroyer, for example. This is angel breaker. This is an angel killer. This is angel tear up. Are you seeing these angels? This angel has 5 million persons, 5 million angels under his command. This one have 5 billion under his command. This one have 7. This one have a lot. The moment you say Jesus, and there is a relationship, every one of them turns their back to know who is calling. And the moment they signal that there is a son of God, not a child, a son of God in danger, every one of them appears instantly and stand before you. And every one of them stand with their weapons of warfare. You can't touch him. And that is when you become the lamb. And you say, come. Come. Have you wondered that when you are walking, the devil might see you as a lamb. But when the devil look, please come and be at my back. Come, come. All every one of you be at the back. You see, everything you are seeing, all you see is not all there is when you are in his purpose. You see, when the demons are seeing, they are not seeing these beings. They are seeing a lonely boy, a lamb walking. But when they want to come, and that lamb gazes his eyes upon you, you see the lions, the battalions, for we are surrounded by many. Many, many. Ha, Lamila. The Dibia that will sow a seed over your life and it will work has not been created and can never be born. Yeah, somebody had a dream. He said, man of God, they said I will die. I said, you can't be connected to Watchtower and die. We don't just die. You see, every author has a covenant. Every author has a covenant. There is a man, most of you might have known about it, I won't call his name. This man, somebody came to minister in his church. He told the minister, he said, if you are ministering, don't talk about healing. Don't talk about healing. Nobody's sick in my church. So when the man of God was done ministering, he said, let us pray for the sick. Over 5,000 people were gathered. He said, if you are sick, can we see you? Nobody stood up. Not even one. He turned and looked at him. Or a robot said, in my church, not even one sick. There was a man of God research. When people die, if you are not up to the age of 75, if you die, he goes to where they are doing burial, whatever, and call you back to life. Nobody dies until you get to the age of 75. These are men that have covenant with God. A popular saint, I think it's Saint Francis. When people die, after 6 months they are buried, he goes to their graveyard, Google about it, and sign his signature, and they will dig, the person will come back to life. We've not scratched the power of God. We've not touched it. We talk about power. We've not seen it. Somebody was in a vehicle, and just because he's listening to Jesus the doctor, the car moved. This mother here one day was sick. She couldn't move. She was walking with her knees. She just read a test, a message that we posted online, and all of a sudden her whole bones joined. A young boy that came from Onitsha said that he was sick, that he couldn't move while on the bed. He was like paralyzed on the bed. He saw a message that we posted and said, amen. Instantly, he said he heard, bam, 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 bam. He got up from the bed. He has to come here to testify on Saturday. God, your God, my God, the Elohim. You don't know what you carry. That is why you are still thinking that you need 10 million naira to start a business, not when you fall on him. Hey! sky. Oh,
when you hold,
are you
singing? Everything becomes possible.
Tell him.
When you hold my hands, everything becomes possible.
When you walk with God, when you find your purpose, why you are sent, and you walk with God, you see, the idols in your father's house have no power over you. The Ezem Moors in your father's house, you see, I'm not, when I tell you about Ezem Moor, I'm telling you, my wife is my witness. An Ezem Moor was told to come to our family compound. The first thing they said the man asked was, is there Mecca around? He said, is there Mecca around? They said, Mecca just left. He ran quickly to come and meet with my father. They called me on the phone and said, an Ezem Moor just came to the house. I said, I'm coming. As I'm coming, he heard that the Mecca is coming. The Ezem Moor quickly packed his bags and left. How if I meet the Ezem Moor? Hey, hi. Balono mele. There was a day I was praying. I told somebody, I said, the idol that is in this house is gone. Up go, or not there, it's not working again. Oh, my family, they did omenana. So I told them that this idol is gone. I think my wife was there. I told him, he's gone. The idol is no longer there. They did everything. One native doctor came, and they were doing. The native doctor said, he's no longer here. They looked at me. I was laughing. Me and Ezem Moor cannot share the same house. I serve the God of all spirits. If you fight me, I soak inside of him. When I soak inside of him, you see the lion of me. We don't know how to shut down and let the Holy Ghost take charge. In Anoniru too much. As a son of God, I in our choke, we don't know. We look for trouble. I told a man, I said, sir, the Lord said I should tell you this, that if you don't do this and do this, this will happen to you. The man got upset, quarreled in the family, and they asked me to leave the family. 1 year later, everything I said began to happen to this man. They called me again. I came. The man said he wants to travel abroad. I told them that nobody will give you visa. This man we're talking about is a trillionaire. Money is not his problem. Nobody believed it. I said, well, let's pray for mercy. They looked for visa. No visa. They came back. They said, Emeka, what shall we do? I said, God. Everywhere they go to, they tell them that there is somebody behind what is happening. I said, yes, there is someone, but it's not me. It is God. Because this man must repent. There is a reason why you were sent to your family. You. There is a reason. Please, my defenders. Oh yeah, thank you. Anytime I shout Jesus, Mona just show. But I don't want to ask spirit to show a bed. Mona day on a day, Jesus will come. So if there's anything to cry for, it is Father. Why am I sent? You see, in that calling, in that place where the Lord has sent you, He fortifies you. There are some people that the land has been given to. That if they come to a particular land where God has handed them the land, whatever they speak in that land will stand. That the Arome will say that whenever he enters Makodi, that he feels stronger. It's his territory. That's what they call the lion's den. If a lion enters his den, he feels. If you were a lamb and you enter the lion's den, until you leave that den. There's an atmosphere you carry as a servant of God, as a child of God. They will tell you, if you say you're a servant of God and yet there is no money, leave them. That's how God breaks the yoke. I've seen it. That's how God breaks the yoke. I will share the testimony of what happened in the ministry. We said something. The Lord said, Emeka, it is time to move this ministry to a new location. We know the cost of living in Anambra State. We started looking for places. We saw a place that was very nice. We like it. It was very fine. The man said, how much again? 500, ba? Say 500,000. We said, okay, we will take it. While we are saying it, we are walking by faith. So we'll take it. We'll take it. And the man said, they don't want church. It was a very nice place. We look for places. We prayed. One day someone called me, said there is a place. We went to the place, we saw it, they called millions. These millions, if I call it, some of you, your heart will beat. They called millions. Look at it. We searched our account. You know, you don't need to go to the spirit to search. You know. You will know the account. So we weighed it. I looked at my wife. She looked at me. I looked at Brother Edward. He looked at me. We said, Kai, if I know. The next thing, the Lord take it. Brother Edward looked at me. Daddy, did you say we'll take it? So we'll take it. Take picture, we'll take it. Take pictures. We are snapping pictures like we are buying the place. In my heart, I don't know what to do. I went before God. He said, son, you are doing this for me. It's my ministry, not yours. Post it online. I said, people will think we are asking for money. He said, post it online. I will send men. I posted it online. I said, if you are led in the spirit. Before then, I spoke to elders. I said, elders, see, I'm about to post this thing online so that people will not assume I'm trying to take money. I posted it. While we are speaking, the Spirit of God started speaking through Apostle. Apostle was saying something. He said, write this. Everything you saw on that thing was by the Spirit. Every word, every east, every dot. He was under the power of God speaking. I was writing it. When we are done writing, I asked him, I knew it was not him. It was the Spirit of God speaking to him. I said, should I put the exact amount? He said, no, don't put it. People will be scared of the amount. We posted it online. People started showing seats. We are like this. God said, Emeka, don't worry. It's me. It's me walking. And somebody we don't know just called and said, sorry, is this the light? I said, yes. He said, how much are we looking for? We told him, so millions. He said, how much have you realized? We said, so amount. He said, I'll complete the millions. Me and Brother Edward started shouting. This is in less than 24 hours. Me and him were shouting. He was there. I was there. I was praising God. I was thanking the Lord. It is me. It is not you. It is me. It is my glory. It is my name you are put to test. We got the money. We called them on the phone. I said, we are paying tomorrow. My Amana Coco leader. We went there. They said, no. That they have increased the price. Spiritual warfare. Bro. We said, by how much? He said, by 500,000. I don't know anyone. We know they take again. No. He said, no, but it's fine now. We spoke with mommy. We shouted. We said, okay, sir. We'll take it. Well, give us the land. Come today. Come tomorrow. We said, nah, lie. So even if you raise it, we'll take it. You see, I was not speaking by my strength. I was in line with the will of the Father. In His will, there is provision. In His will, there is fulfillment. If the Lord has called you as a pastor, stay as a pastor. If church is not growing, it's not your business, be faithful in praying. Be faithful. Don't deviate. Don't touch your hand anywhere. Remain with Him. If you come and you see one person, preach like you're preaching to 5,000 persons. Some people came to our church and said, is this the place? Some of you are here. It was what you did when you came. They said, is this the place? Some people say, is this Prophet Emmanuel Okeke place? Until I walked in, they said, wow. A lady came. She was using her phone. She was looking at her phone and looking at the church. They started looking at me. I asked Madam Church, anyway, she was not looking at me. I was like, that is me. I mean, don't tell. He now said, okay. He now told the family to enter. Then later he said, I thought it was big. You see, you can be in a room and the Lord will announce you big. It is not you. It is His will. And you don't move until He said it is His time. So in your business, it might take 1 year, it has not grown. Don't worry. Don't worry. As long as you know you are in His will, He will lead you. No weapon. See, it's only in Nigerian movie that a man will be righteous and still die. Everybody in the family will die. Only one will remain. Then at the last hour, one will repent. That's no. Not with God. They make God belittle God. If you wake up, you have woken up. No bird will fly on. See, there is how much you pray. Even if a bird wants to fly spiritually, the bird will take permission from you to fly. You catch that? You catch it? It will take permission. Sometimes you see me, 10 p.m. I'm already there. By 11:30 I'm done. 12, mommy is there. Khalid, 3 a.m. another person.
Oh, I won't remain this way. I won't. I will increase. Watchtower members will grow. Zita, ba. Oh.
And some people say that they were dreaming, daddy, that somebody was chasing me and I saw you and you came. Right, that was the angel of the commission coming. Because why that night that person was sleeping, somebody was
Kalad Tepeleto Sheka Tata Tata Kata Kaka Tete Te Pa Polo Shiti Tikanta Tedi Tambamba Polo Tidei Ganganda Shadanda Dei. Oh, everyone that is connected here. Hey, he's here. Stand up,
everyone.
Tayita Panta. Shetetetetekeleida. Balo. Shetetetetebeleko. Everyone connected to the watchtower. Ezikatata. Shetetetetebelekoka. Radanda beletende. Teleti tabamba. Everyone, Lord. Ah. Father, they have purpose, Lord. Hey, encounter. The Holy Ghost, encounters. Holy Ghost, encounters. Oh, kalane meledunda, kaloka, ah, oh, there is more. There is more I will be, Holy Ghost. There is more I'm meant to be. There is more, Holy Ghost. Hey, da 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 da. Hey, hey. I want more. Strengthen me. Draw me in. Keys. My village will not die. My family will not die. My kindred will not die. Because I am there. I am the priest of my village. I am the priest of my town. I am the priest of my family. I am the priest of my kindred. Hey, Okeke family will know Christ because of me. After me, there will be many. Oh, za, tele, te, go, hey, God, le. Oh, there is more, Holy Ghost. There is more, Holy Ghost. Jay, hey, there can be more wine, Lord. Holy Ghost, wine, more wine. Hey, Adata, shetetetetete, go. There is more. You can be. Hey, burden for soul. Hey, Alana Meleida, Kalo. There is more I can be. Holy Ghost, I'm name with space. There is space, Holy Ghost. There is space for me. Hey. Oh. is more. My child will serve you. My daughter will serve you. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, I will not remain this way. I will not remain this way. I will not remain this way. So. There is more Holy Ghost. Anointing, anointing, anointing for harvest. Hey, you are looking for a man in the Nebo, I am there. You are looking for a vessel in Oka, I am available. I am part. Hey, oh, Holy Ghost. Hey, there will be many until the fire burns in my belly. Oh, Colita. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let the fire touch you, Holy Ghost. I know I can have more. I know there is space. More. I will avail much for my generation. I will travail until my voice be heard for the gospel of Christ. Holy Ghost. There is more. Oh, my hope goes on edge. I will fulfill. Energy,
Some more. Shut up.